You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to Women in Leadership Podcast, episode 39. Hi, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communications strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Welcome to another episode of Women in Leadership Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to reach your full potential. As a leader in your business and career, just how confident are you really in your skills and abilities? Have you ever been in a situation where maybe you've gazed into your wardrobe only to think, I've got absolutely nothing to wear? Or maybe you're just not sure whether that outfit you're wearing really does your professional image any justice? Maybe you've just never really thought about it at all. Well, my guest today is Melissa Lewis. Melissa loves empowering smart, savvy businesswomen to take pride in their personal brand so they can present themselves with greater confidence. And on today's show, she is going to share, if you want something, you need to work for it, the importance of taking control of your professional presence, and why you need to invest your time and money wisely so you get the best rate of return out of your wardrobe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I know that this is a topic that you are very passionate about and an expert in. And, you know, sometimes we think about lots of different elements in our careers and in our business. And often when we talk about confidence, yeah, this is an area that, well, we're just not as confident as we would like to be. So what words of advice do you have about confidence for us?
For everyone, confidence is a different thing, and what makes one woman feel confident will vary. And I think as we evolve through our career, there is different elements of confidence. I find that I'm working with very credible, experienced women, and they're confident in their skill set, but they're not confident in putting their hand up or positioning themselves or saying, you know, I deserve this much for this service. So the confidence factor really, And you do keep evolving as a woman. So I think it's when you're feeling low in that confidence, it's really great to be supported by other women who have been successful and understand that you have high times and low times of confidence. And also investing in a professional that can just get you out of that stuck moment so it doesn't cascade. That's the most important thing, that you don't self-sabotage, because I see that a lot. So confidence really can hold you back, because you can be the most intelligent person in the room, you can be wearing the most expensive suit, but if you are not confident in your skills and your ability and who you are, you do get lost in translation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the way that you've said, and it's so true, that when we do talk about confidence, while some people may see us, our approach and how we're really holding ourselves and the way we're interacting, for us to be confident, but internally we may be measuring ourselves against someone else and think, no, I'm not as confident as her. So all different levels. Let's talk about the fact that you say that it is important, if we want something, we're going to need to put work and effort into to achieve that. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's my philosophy for life. I mean, I've been brought up with European grandparents, and our motto is nothing for nothing. If you want something, you need to work at it. Now, having a presence, having a brand, having skills for yourself, everything requires you to work hard. Now, we seem to really invest the time in educating ourselves and building up our skill set, but where we don't seem to focus the time is, well, what does our brand look like? What are the messages we're sending out? Are they consistent? Are we self-aware? Because those are the things that can really inhibit us from growing forward, even though we've invested all these hours and times in our skill set.
I think also studies have shown that, yes, we can have the best skills set, the best knowledge and expertise behind us and through our experience, yet, unfortunately, if our professional presence isn't at a certain level, this can really hold us back, to the point that for women in a career, they may not get a promotion. For women in business who are looking at clients, this is really important. Studies have shown this, doesn't it?
The right people.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think it's really important to say, okay, and just give yourself the time. And that's why the business has grown so much, because these women are like, well, why are people getting the jobs that they're getting? Why am I being overlooked? Why am I not being heard? And it was my days in Westfield of being, especially in a male-dominating industry, that I realised that it wasn't enough just to be intelligent. You did need to have the skills to negotiate it. You needed to have a presence that spoke volumes before you walked in the room.
Talk about some of the common things that you see that really are not supporting us in really taking control of our professional presence. What things do we need to look out for that are, we don't want to be doing these things?
Yeah, it's often, a lot of it, it's the body language, because you can be thinking one thing, but if your body language is sending different messages, then people are going to just take your body language as the message. So you might be saying, oh, I really want to be here, but your body language is saying, no, I don't.
Yes.
And people look at that and they go, okay, well, she's not telling me the truth, so it causes mistrust. Another thing, a woman lets herself down in the way she presents. It doesn't need to cost a lot of money or time. I show women how they can have a wardrobe, a capsule wardrobe that's easy for travel, great for presenting, good for business casual and conferences. Just make it easy and simple, but you need to have a wardrobe that does reflect who you are, because the moment you don't, it does send different messages. So it's inconsistent. Now, consistency and authenticity are the key things, because we live in a very clever society where we are visual, and unfortunately we're always marketing. We're either selling our product, our skills, or who we are. So it is about the whole package. It's not just about when you're really technically savvy, but you can't have a conversation with intelligence, and I can't bring you to a meeting because you don't look the part, you're not representing the company.
Yes.
So you can see it's so many elements that need to be brought together.
I think also too that sometimes we may hear ourselves saying something, so we're communicating. And one of the things that you said was body language is so important, that if there is some doubt where our self-confidence is at a level which is not supporting us, we may even be saying something, but unfortunately the way we stand, the way we just hold ourselves can really detract and be almost what speaks so much louder, doesn't it, than the actual words we say.
And eye contact, and the biggest thing I see is a weak handshake. And that tells me from the moment I've met a woman how insecure she is. Now, we've all got self-doubts or times where we feel more confident and less, but if you're telling a complete stranger with a really weak handshake and hardly even looking at them that you're already doubting yourself, there's no way that you're going to have good negotiations in that meeting.
I think also you said eye contact.
Eye contact.
It's important, because how many of us do tend to not really look someone in the eye? Or talk a little bit more about that, because this is so important, isn't it?
This is important in business, in life, in everyday communication, because everything's about connections. And I think that's what people have, you know, when we talk about brands, we talk about presence, it's about real connections. Now, eye contact is one of the biggest things, and I even teach my daughter, you know, who's 6 now, you must look at someone when they're talking to you. It shows that you're interested. Otherwise, don't be there, because really it lets your brand down enormously, because people think of you, oh, she really doesn't want to be here. She's disinterested, or I can't trust her because she's not even looking at me when she's talking.
Yes.
I mean, no one wants to do business with someone they can't trust or feel that they connect with.
Think that the shaking hands piece too that you were talking about, when are, you know, shaking someone's hand for the very first time, it's very important that you face that person too, isn't it? And that's very much part of body language. What other stances or body language do you see is so critical when we're having communications with people we really want to impress?
Yeah, I think when you're presenting, I find that women's feet go out to the side, and that often shows a sense of insecurity as well. Or if you're walking too much back and forth, that can be really distracting. So it should be done with purpose. I mean, you know, a slouch in the seat really doesn't give the greatest impressions. It's like, you know, I'm not really motivated to be here. And different messages will resonate with different people, as, you know, your body language. So it's just about, you know, look in the mirror before you leave the house. Look in the mirror. Would you do business with you? Are you happy with what you see? You know, Is your smile saying of someone who's genuine and authentic? You know, and practice these things. And they, you know, and sometimes we don't even realize, you know, often when I'm before I present, I'll actually video myself and I'll be, oh, wow, I didn't realize my hands are doing this or my head's doing that. So it is about that self-awareness piece. And if you want to grow and if you want to position yourself within business and personally, you need to be self-aware and critical and, you know, get coaches. I've always got coaches that can give advice.
Mm. I know sometimes it's difficult for us to hear feedback and critique. However, yes. Wouldn't it be better for someone who we are investing in their support, like a coach, a mentor, or a very close colleague and friend or business colleague who we really do know, like, and trust to give us feedback rather than getting feedback from a potential client? And unfortunately, that feedback is no, we're not going to go ahead with it.
Correct. And the difference between someone choosing you over someone else in this highly competitive environment, and often you won't actually know the real reason. And that's why I've developed a program with Catalin Howell, I'm a leadership expert, called Women Who Lead. And it's all about getting feedback, getting self-awareness, emotional intelligence, building your brand, building your visibility and influence in a safe environment. Because more often than not, we've lost that deal or lost that potential promotion because we haven't been given truthful feedback throughout our career.
Yeah, it's important. I think also too, I heard, and I can't remember who it was that said this, however, you know, if you're thinking about a woman who's negotiating, so whether they're negotiating a salary or negotiating and speaking to a potential client, the way that we do interact and approach that conversation is so important. And often women, we don't have that self-confidence that allows us to have communication about that. And it doesn't mean that we're arguing or disagreeing, we tend to often take the first offer for us. Or if someone says no, we take it on face value. We don't ask further clarifying questions to find out a little bit more, because sometimes it is just a little bit more clarity around something needs to be communicated. Do you find this too in
your absolutely. I mean, I work a lot with my clients who are very credible and experienced, but giving them that confidence, saying, no, you've got that value.
Yeah.
Stop thinking you need to tick all these boxes before you get that pay rise. Understanding your value proposition is key in brand, and that is how you can stand out, because once you're clear about yourself, the value you bring to an organization or to your own business, that you and your unique selling proposition, what really is your X factors, why, and knowing what you're great at. That's when you can really leverage your skills. And I show women how to commercialize their skills, because at the end of the day, you're not working hours and spending years of development not to get paid what you deserve. And once they've got their skills, I mean, I work with great women. They're intelligent, they're savvy. You know, once they get the skills, they are positioning themselves and getting the jobs they want. And it's amazing to hear the constant results, which is just, I'm a very lucky woman to work with such incredible women.
Yeah. You know, it's sad. A couple of people I've commented to have had colleagues that have gone forward, and you can use this across the board, whether they're in career and working for an organization, or if you're in your own business talking to a potential client, that, you know, often to be able to voice the value, the expertise, the achievements that you've contributed and so forth.
Yes.
It's sad when women say, well, I work really hard and I believe that I am worthy of this level of investment. Look, you may know the exact hours and, you know, knowledge and experience that you bring to the table. The other person may not be aware of it. So we need to be confident in being able to explain that value. That's key, isn't it?
Well, taking ownership. Taking ownership of your destination. If you want to get noticed, if you want to be heard, if you want to be promoted, if you want to get out there, then you do have to take ownership. And in the Women Who Lead program, actually, there's a whole part on how do we self-promote but with style. Mm. We don't need to be aggressive. We don't need to be masculine. It's maximizing what our feminine energy is great at, and empathy, at getting results, at organization. Well, there's such a list, listening. So it's maximizing that. And then when you are putting yourself in position for a pay rise, or for, you know, putting yourself for the next client, Knowing factually how you've contributed is really important.
Yeah.
So you need to know your numbers and be really clear. And coming from a finance background, you know, I'm able to help women transition in, we can do this and we have contributed 60% on this and we increased our client percentage by 30%. So getting really clear on the facts puts you in a great position for getting that pay rise that you deserve and that promotion.
Love it. Now let's talk about the reasoning behind why it's so important for us to invest our time and money wisely so that we can get the best rate of return on our wardrobe.
Yes, well, that's my favorite topic. And I think so because, you know, my background is my grandfather was a couture tailor. I ran shopping centers for Westfield. So I've been able to really understand retail and know that you don't need to spend all your money and time to look fantastic. It's about investing in great pieces. Now, as we get older, as we become mums, we have less time. So we gravitate towards the same pieces. So it's about investing in great pieces. Doesn't mean it needs to spend a fortune. I love, you know, high, low. You know, I can buy a top from Target and a jacket from Scanlan and Theodore and match it and it looks fantastic. And then you get your own unique style. But it's investing in a small capsule that you wear, that you love, that fits you, that suits you, and that complements who you are, and most of all, appropriate for the environment you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because how many of us will go out and get bargains and so forth, and we've got our wardrobe jam-packed to the point that we can't even fit anything else in.
I know, it's not really helping, and I used to be a shopaholic myself, Anne-Marie, so I've actually come up with 5 tips to shopping smart, which we can send to all your listeners at another point, but they really have saved women thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, because I was sick of seeing women investing in clothes because the shop assistant said it looked good, it was on impulse, it was a sale, you know, the fear of not having an outfit. So now I set women up to make sure that if you do have a cocktail dress, because 9 times out of 10, you're always going to be asked to an event. So you've got a dress that you can dress up and down. You've got and a few outfits if you do present. You've got outfits that don't crease for traveling, you know, so it's really getting clear what does your professional and personal life look like and making sure with the many hats that we wear, you have clothes that easily mix and match. We don't need to complicate it. But I do set up a story, and I think that's where women get it wrong. They buy a piece here, a piece there, and nothing ever works together. And then you end up with a wardrobe full of clothes, but nothing that you really love or feel great in. And that impacts how you relate to other people. Mm-hmm. That impacts who you will approach. Will you put your hands up? Are you sitting at the front of the table or at the back of the room?
So key. And we'll certainly in a moment share how people can get in contact with you and how they can get access to those tips, because I'm sure we could all learn so much from that and save money that we're not
investing. Save money, save time. We work hard. So it's about investing smart. If you're a businesswoman, be a businesswoman for your wardrobe. Be a businesswoman for yourself. And I think often as a woman, we just leave ourselves to last. So we need to just change that mindset, and believe you me, I've never had a woman not be happy with my services, because it's life changing.
Yeah, it is. And look, how often do we really just stand there gaping into our wardrobe thinking, oh, I really don't know what I'm going to wear? But if, as you said, if you've got some key pieces that you know
That's
can
it.
Really mix and match beautifully together, you've got some key accessories so that you can really style it differently, how much more confident can we be? And time saving too.
And to go one step further, Anne-Marie, I know how busy these women are. So my job is to make sure that they can concentrate on doing what they do best. So I actually create a lookbook where they can have it on their phone. So on their way home, they know, yes, I'm going to wear that for this meeting. That's going to be for tomorrow. This is what I'm going to pack. So it's about making it easy. And because I understand what the working woman's life is, I put in methodologies and systems to do so.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. What last words of advice would you like to leave with everyone today?
Not to focus on anyone else and to really focus on what your gifts are. What are your skills? What do you love to do? And maximize that. Maximize it with your figure. Maximize it with your brain, because it's all about being happy internally. And when you're happy internally and love what you're doing, that is reflective in everything you do. And if you're listening today and you're saying, you know what, I'm not 100% happy, well, then that's time to think, okay, well, what will make me happy? What do I want my brand to stand for? What, you know, what do I want the messages that I'm sending out to say? Because that's really important. And evaluation, you know, constantly, you know, evaluate yourself, because that's when you get the best results.
Yeah, absolutely. So how can people get in contact with you and to also access that checklist?
Fantastic. Well, Anne-Marie, I'll send you the checklist so you can send it to all your listeners. But anyone can contact me on my website, which is www.styleconfidante.com.au, and I'm also got a blog on LinkedIn, Empowering Women, under Melissa Lewis. So look forward to connecting with anyone that's listening today.
Fantastic. And yes, what we'll do is we'll put the checklist downloadable from all of the show notes as well. So all that people need to do is go to annemariecross.com/podcast39, and they'll be able to access those fantastic checklist, as well as click through to the different sites that Melissa's just shared. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Anne-Marie, for having me. And, you know, I love watching what you do too with the business branding, and it's just so important. It goes hand in hand. So it's been great to be on your show.
Thank you. So just before we go, if you are struggling with networking and you know that it's holding you back in your career or in the growth of your business, don't forget to check out and access my checklist. It's Network with Confidence. So networking with confidence to grow your network, your relationships, your business or career. So there are suggested icebreakers so that you can start a meaningful conversation, even with people you've not yet met before. How to create that powerful introduction. You know, the one that says people, that has people go, oh, tell me more about that. I think I need to work with you. So you can access that checklist by going to annemariecross.com/network with confidence checklist. Well, that brings us to the end of another show. I know you've got lots of notes. Make sure you do check out and connect with Melissa. Lots and lots of expert advice on how you can be much more confident and in your professional appearances and presence as well, which is really important. If this is the very first time that you have joined us today, look, thank you. It has been an honor that you've spent some time. We have another guest expert again next week. I do hope that you will subscribe to the show. All you need to do is go to annemariecross.com/podcast iTunes. That means each time we do publish a new show, you don't need to come to the website to have a look. If it's there, we push that out to your smartphone. While you're over there subscribing, why not leave a comment and a rating as well? That allows us to get our inspired message out to lots of other women so that we can all together support one another to reach our greatness. So make it a good one. Have a great week. See you later, Melissa.
Bye.